This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
For getting into line so that we can worry about or think about or work on or fix, maybe even better than that, the situation in the world today. After all, it is Bosses Day, Monday the 16th of October. We're halfway through the month of October 10/16/17. And the Bosses Day, ladies take notice of this please, I am the boss. Just in case you didn't know it, Jennifer Horn knows I'm the boss. Victoria Keith knows I'm the boss. Kara Sheldon, not so sure sometimes whether I'm the boss or not. Mm-hmm. Whether it's because that bosses need to be recognized or bosses are insecure or maybe it's close to Halloween. I don't know what it is, but it's one of those Hallmark card days. Send your
Did
boss
you get the flowers
a greeting.
I sent you?
I didn't. I didn't get anything.
Whoops.
That you send me.
I better call those rascals.
Yes, you should. In fact, let's do that while you're thinking about it. Notice the other two ladies, Jennifer, have nothing to say about what's going on. All right, let's get to the realities of today based on, in some circumstances, what happened yesterday. First, update on the fires, Jen. What do you know about the Northern California fires? Because I've sort of, I think we talked about it so much last week, and frankly, the fact that Maria Trilogy's son died and it kind of, for me, I don't see anything that other than the death toll went up. The fire was sort of loosely contained, but I don't have too much more focus on it because you know how I am when it gets to a point, I just sort of drop out. And
I think that the death toll is now up to 40, and I thought some good news over the weekend because there were a lot of evacuation orders. I think I've mentioned I have a lot of friends who were affected.
Yeah,
by
you
this.
Do, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so my news comes from my Facebook feed to see if people are in their homes, out of their homes, whatever it is. And it seemed like most people were back in their homes, but what was a little disturbing to me is right before it started to get dark, so probably around, 4 o'clock, late afternoon, I was looking on Facebook, and there were pictures from my friends again in Sonoma and Santa Rosa, the Petaluma area, saying, oh no, we thought everything was clear, and then we just saw this with this huge pictures of this huge plume of smoke. Mm-hmm. So, I think that they're better than they were maybe on Friday or when we last spoke, but I don't think they're out of the woods quite yet. It seems like these little things are still popping up all over the place.
Yep. And it's one of those things, the take on it is, how do you know how any of this, how do you know how to feel in it unless you're actually involved in it in some way, shape, or form? With a story like I told you, Maria's son dying in the fire, that gives it a personality, that gives it something to wrap yourself around, but it's one of those horrors, man. It's a horror.
The stories that came out over the weekend, I mean, the one couple, they were on a family vacation, and they managed to basically hide in the pool of the rental house that they were in, and they just kind of kept coming up for little bits of air, and then eventually, unfortunately, the wife had lung problems and didn't make it. But, I mean, you hear these unbelievable stories of bravery, and people just, they said they didn't even know the fires were coming. They turned the lights out, and then that's when they saw the glow all around them, and within 40 seconds, the whole area was engulfed. I mean, I've never heard of anything traveling this quickly. It's
yep.
just so scary.
Yeah. Yep. Puts a perspective on things, on life and how you live your life and how poignant every moment is so that you make sure that you have time for the people that you love. It sounds simplistic, but it really is. It's a wake-up call. Those things like that, and then again, with Maria's story, attracted to it, attached to it. Again, those who may not know, Maria Trilogy is a lady that I've known for, three, four, 5 years, and she's become a good friend. She's also a friend of this program. As a profession, she's an astrologer and is one of the country's best, And so I have her on this program with regularity, and when she called me and told me what happened to her son last week, it did take me back. Sometimes when you hear the stories, you're numb to them, or it doesn't mean anything. You know, you look at the numbers of people that may be killed in a battle in a war, or people on an airplane. It's horrible, but unless you have somebody attached to it, you don't really have a feeling. You don't have any, you don't wrap yourself around it. But in this case, it's important to, for me anyway, to wrap myself around it. So there's that. Last night I came home. We had a really busy day on the farm, and I came into the house and started making something for dinner, and I turned on the television, and there was an interview on 60 Minutes. Normally, I probably have the television on 60 Minutes more, because if there's any television network that has stuff that I like, it's CBS. And I watch 60 Minutes once in a while. Usually, I count on Monday morning a review, because that's always on the CBS website, of what went on 60 Minutes. And sometimes I find it of interest and important, sometimes I don't. So the information last night that came about Joe Renazzazzi, who is, in my mind, maybe one of the most important whistleblowers after seeing this ever interviewed on 60 Minutes. He was in charge of the Office of Diversion Control at the DEA. This is the outfit that regulates and investigates the pharmaceutical industry. Did any of the three of you see this last night?
I saw an ad for it, so it looked like I DVR'd it, but I didn't watch it. But it looked like it was going to be really interesting and maddening, probably.
Yeah, this is something. This guy says the opioid crisis was allowed to spread with the aid and comfort of Congress, lobbyists who have been in Congress, and a drug distribution industry that is unchecked.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new bill before Congress to make it even easier for all these pills and all the pharmacies and all the pain clinics and everybody to get drugs and distribute them easier, faster. The opioid crisis hangs right at their door. And there were specifics. And you can't do a story like that. 60 Minutes has been sued any number of times by people who claim that the information wasn't proper, it was slanderous, it was not, you know, whatever it is that you do when you sue somebody like this. But this guy, he comes across as very believable, the story very plausible. As a matter of fact, it isn't a shock to me, because we've talked about this so much on this program, how the drugs, this opioid crisis especially, but the way this stuff is pushed on television. I watched another show that came up after this on CBS, and there are 5 spot breaks in the television show, and every single one of them had a drug commercial. Every single one of those pods or cubes, they usually have, sometimes, depending on the position in the show, anywhere from a minute and a half to 2.5 minutes in break. And most of the average length of time is 2.5. Some of them are even 3 minutes long. And there's a 1 minute commercial for some kind of drug in every single one of those breaks. So, and then you see all of the people that were either congressmen or congress. And by the way, I didn't see any women in this at all. Not one woman was accused or seemed to be connected to this. All men who have either been in Congress or they have been congressional aides, head of staff, all of that stuff. And they have left. And I think the number, I'm paraphrasing all of the stuff from my mind last night, but I believe that there were 40-some-odd instances, or at the moment, there are 40-odd people who are in controlling positions at the DEA who work for drug manufacturers, directly
mm-hmm.
work for drug manufacturers. They go from Congress to working for the drug companies and then back to the federal government in some sort of... Remember how many times I said during the Obama administration, all the people that were in there from Monsanto and you know, he said something about Trump just nominated to be the drug czar, some guy that's up to his Mickey in this scandal. Bringing it back around, I'm not trying to throw gasoline on the fire, but I, in my own observation, some of the people that Trump has appointed are the worst, just the worst. But this kind of
but
stuff.
But see, that's interesting on. Because one of the things that I was hopeful for, and maybe, I mean, it's still early, but one of the things I was hopeful for with Trump was that he would go up against Big Pharma because he doesn't have an interest in it, and they don't mm-hmm. have an interest in him. And that's, that made me hopeful. This started with the vaccine thing, but one of the doctors who's the lead researchers in that movie that got, you know, axed from the Tribeca Film Festival called Vaxxed, he is a British doctor who met with Trump. It was supposed to be a quick meeting. It ended up being an hour and a half talking about vaccines and how Trump, according to what this Dr. Maxwell said, Trump had said to him that he knows families affected by these vaccines and autism, things like that, and that this was going to be something that was on his personal agenda. I'm hoping that that's still going to be the case, and in general, just going up against Big Pharma. I mean, yeah. Everyone buckles to it. Really, it's crazy. Yeah. Cory Booker buckled. Bernie Sanders put out a bill at the beginning of this year. He wanted to lower prescription drug prices. Cory Booker went against it because New Jersey is filled with Big Pharma.
Yep.
It's a joke.
So will be enough if Cory Booker, and he will, if he runs, let's say he runs for president in 2020, is that enough for you not to vote for him? Or will it matter?
It'd be for me.
Well, it has to depend on who he's running against, what the other issues are. I mean, I don't think one person, and I was that's why I say I'm hopeful that with Trump, because he doesn't seem to have any allegiance really to anybody. So I was hoping that would be something he tackles.
I think that
I don't think Cory Booker's running anyway. But
if you look at the appointments that have been made by the Trump administration, I'm not sure at the beginning how much of an influence Pence had versus Trump as to who to put in there, where to find him, whether that still is the case or not. But this is a horrible. Just go to the CBS website. I can't spend any more time talking about it right now, but to bring it to your attention, this whole business, especially the congressional side, Mitch McConnell's role in this, the legislation that passed the Senate, that passed the House, no objections, no recorded votes. It's this kind of stuff that we are. It's the best government bought and paid for by special interests that you could ever find. And it doesn't mean, this is not me saying this is a horrible place to live. This is me saying, for God's sakes, wake up. That's the thing that is the amount of money, the way this government is being raped and pillaged by the interests of these people, and the huge amounts of money that come with all of these people, whether they're elected or they're appointed, looking the other way. That's what this guy is pointing out. And every year you find a couple of people like this who will come forward and speak out, and they make a lot of noise, and people pay attention to them for, a month or two or whatever it is, and then everything goes away, and everything goes back to what it is, what it takes to make money. So, anyway, this guy is working for the Association of State Attorneys General, who will file suit against most of the drug distributors for their role in this situation. This guy, Mario, who's the congressman, has been nominated as the drugs. I think it's Tom Mario is his name. So anyway, it's something to be aware of, something to think about, something to know about in my mind. So, and it's a good way to get the cobwebs out on Monday. Is that, what did he just say? What did she just say? What did they just say? We just said that the opioid situation in our country is out of control, and you can thank members of Congress, the Senate, and the government itself for the situation, along with the complicity that the drug companies have, and they're all up to their Mickey in it. All right, so there you go. Food for thought, 21 after the hour. This is the DJV Show for Monday.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Tricks, if you will, from the young Jackson boys, Jackson 5, and I'll Be There, Berry Gordy Jr.'s personal piano, and some other Motown memorabilia. As a matter of fact, 600 original 45s from the record label's catalog up for auction as a part of the massive estate sale at the Motown Mansion in Motor City. These 60s-era home furnishings, Gordy's desk, a goblet from Jermaine Jackson inscribed for his wedding in 1973, vintage boomerangs. What the hell are they doing with boomerangs? Some unseen home movies, a slide, Motown collection barometer, available as part of the estate auction. The home is an important part of the fabric. Ever been by? Anybody been by it? Am I the only one who?
No.
It's very unassuming. Very unassuming place. So the city of Detroit is very much behind this because they want to call attention to the area. The sale will allow Motown fans all over the world to add a piece of this pie to their collection. Berry Gordy purchased the mansion in 1967, continued to own even after moving to L.A. with the company in the 70s, sold the home in 2002, but basically whoever bought it was smart enough to know what it was all about, so they preserved a lot of the decor, etc. Smokey Robinson, among the Motown artists that played the estate sale's most notable item, Berry Gordy's Steinway piano, and they were in the home together, Robinson and Gordy. Diana Ross, the Jackson 5, also went to the place because that's where they recorded their early records. Four Tops, Duke Fakir, Kim Weston, the Vandellas. Also on hand to autograph items from the estate sale when they have it. So, I didn't get when the auction is going to be.
It's ongoing. It's like a multi-day. I think it's ending online. Today or tomorrow. Yeah. Online and in person. They had a lot of stuff there, too, in person over the weekend.
All right, so there's the story of the Motown Mansion. Now a moment for Sammy Hagar, who has recruited Toby Keith, Nickelback, Chad Kroeger, Run-DMC's Daryl McDaniels, The Grateful Dead's Bob Weir, Alice in Chains, Jerry Cantrell, Eddie Money for his four-day birthday celebration in Cabo. The event documented.
I
want to
go.
You want to go?
Yeah.
And it's going to be put together in a one-night-only film, Red Till I'm Dead, Sammy Hagar's Rock and Roll Birthday Party, screening at a lot of theaters around the country on December 5th at 7:30 local time. So those of you who are Sammy Hagar fans, I remember having him on the air once. Man, what a bizarre dude.
Oh, he was so nice. He used to be, I would go to Cabo all the time, he was the next-door neighbor. We'd see him all the time.
Was he really? Yeah.
Oh, he was great.
Hmm. So, Red Till I'm Dead is going to highlight performances and partying from the event, which started on the 9th of this month, concluded on the 14th at his nightclub restaurant in Cabo. So, does he live in Cabo?
Or Cabo.
Cabo, I mean? Cabo, Cabo. Yeah, Cabo. Does he live there?
He lives there part of the time, yeah.
Does he? Yeah. Turned 70 on Friday the 13th.
Boy, he doesn't look it.
How appropriate. No, he's done some hard stuff, but he has maintained his level of beauty, shall we say. 28 after the hour here.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Introducing the newest addition to the Craftsman C3 lineup, the C3 19.2-volt brushless drill driver. A brushless motor means you get 50% more runtime, 30% more power, and a motor life 10 times longer than the traditional brush motor drills. With up to 600 inch-pounds of torque, LED integrated lights, and a Jacobs metal ratcheting chuck to lock bits solidly in place, you'll get even your most difficult projects done fast. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Monday, the 16th of October. Hi.
Trying to put some kind of a spin on the day today already. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I think, ladies, you check out if you want to just have some fun and do it with the audience. Anybody who's sitting at a computer, I don't know this. I know it took us all weekend long to figure out how to do one thing. The world of computers, I have somebody working with us who, ladies, would you say she was fabulous? She was very in tune to understanding how the technology worked, would you say, in your time with our expert, Nicole, that you feel comfortable that she knows what she's doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
She does, yeah. So, anyway, we finally got all of the pieces.
Was she helping you this weekend? Is that where this is going?
Yeah, well, the project for it, you'd think, first of all, in this era, many people think, well, we don't need to use the web, and you don't need this, you don't need that, all you need is social media, you need Facebook, you need Twitter, and that's it. But websites are very important in lots of different ways. And they're a great way to sort of focus or land people. Just send people. Everybody pretty much knows how to just use the toolbar. Enter in, for example, enter in djvshow.com. If you enter that in, I did it. We switched everything over, but it's going to make it much easier for those of you who, for example, want to get some information about the program or listen to the download of the podcast, DJV show. And I don't even know that it should be up, but it may not be up.
I just looked. It is up. So if you go to djvshow.com, it's up there.
Ah, yeah, there it is. Brand new. How about them apples? The pictures of all of us. Look at that smile on Jennifer. Wow. Woo-ah. And look at the smile. Wait a minute. I thought we were getting a picture of you with your hair short. There's Kara's smile.
I don't care about pictures of myself.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. Wow. Nice to have the good stuff up there. Anyway, so you want to learn more about us and the program and the podcast. Look at that button. You just hit the podcast and it gives you all of the stuff on things that we have yakked about, whether on the air and then the behind-the-scenes stuff that you... A lot of people want to listen to that stuff, right? And you can hear the program as it's live by going there as well. So if you can't get to the radio station because you're out of the country or whatever, when I'm gone a couple of weeks from now, I'll be able to go on and listen to you guys.
Uh-oh. So you can't. How are we going to be able to talk about you if you're listening? Yeah, darn it.
You won't be able to do that. Let's, speaking of talking about things, let's do some people in the news material. Janet Yellen. Everybody knows who Janet Yellen is? Yes? No?
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to refamiliarize a lot of people? I think sometimes that I assume things that I ought not to, and I'm always talking about never assume anything, and sometimes I do. Janet Yellen, for your information, is chairperson of the Federal Reserve. And over the weekend, the good news from her was the American economy is in very good health. She gave a very upbeat assessment, reinforcing expectations that they may up the interest rates a little before the end of the year. I don't know whether that's... You look at it, there are different ways of looking at it. But when you see job growth as strong as it is, companies increasing investment in themselves and coming here from other places around the world, investment from... one of the largest, well, we all know the Chinese are heavily invested in our debt, but there are a lot of Chinese people who have come up in the ranks, made a lot of money, the Russians, and I use those two countries as an example, but you can find it all over the world. Anybody with serious capital invests in United States companies. They just do, because there's a feeling that that brings everybody here. She was... talking to the Group of 30, which is an international policy-making group, people that own private sector banks, you know, that kind of stuff. In other words, people who've got a lot of money, or they manage lots and lots of... And when I'm talking about lots of money, I'm not talking about $40, $50 million. That's a lot of money to the individual, but we're talking about $400 billion, $500 billion, $600 billion. These people, these companies control that much capital. So, anyway, I thought that was good news. You agree, ladies? That is good news.
Of course.
Yeah, we all want to know that the economy is strong, even
I think if, we can feel it. I think it's getting a little better, isn't it?
Yeah, and home sales, although my real estate friend in Los Angeles says he thinks things will peak somewhere after the end of the year in California, because people are now getting... there's a burn rate, pardon the pun about the California wildfires, because it's not really about those. It's just the stupid stuff that the state government does there is getting to really wear on people. But yet the people there elect these nuts who do what Jerry Brown, you know, does. I was watching an old version, the Johnny Carson show has come back in syndication, and I find myself watching it, a little bit of it each night. I love his monologue on he and Ed getting together and that kind of stuff. And he had a joke about Jerry Brown from the 19, I think it was the 70s or 80s, and I'd forgotten he was the governor back then. Wasn't he? Like, he was in his 40s and he's in the 80s now.
Ongoing story, yeah. Huh? That's right.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. All right. Anyway, so that's that take. Woody Allen on the hot seat. His son, Ronan Farrow, is responsible for the Weinstein situation. He's taken it upon himself. I think I explained this one day last week, did I not? Probably should explain it again, though. Ronan Farrow is a product of the marriage. Was he adopted or was he actually born?
He's Frank Sinatra's kid.
Frank Sinatra's kid.
Yeah, that's...
Right. But Woody Allen took him when he got Mia Farrow, right?
They were married, I think.
Yeah. Right.
When I think that Woody Allen believed...
Was Woody Allen married to Mia Farrow first, or was Frank Sinatra married to her first?
Frank was first, and then allegedly she had an affair. I mean, you could tell by looking at Ronan, he looks nothing like Woody Allen. He looks exactly like Sinatra, but...
Right, yeah.
And he's friends with all the Sinatra kids and family and stuff, so...
But yeah, exactly. Not a bad deal. Not a bad deal if you look more like Frank Sinatra than
Woody. Oh, my God. Right. So anyway, Woody Allen... has been the victim of, is a victim of himself, but Ronan Farrow has done a lot of work into the people who have perpetrated the sort of things that Weinstein's guilty of because he can't seem to get at his father, so he's gone after others. It's interesting what motivates people. Anyway, Weinstein was the subject of a comment from Woody Allen, so he said, quote, "No one ever came to me or told me horror stories with any real seriousness, and they wouldn't because you're not interested in it. You're interested in making a movie." However, like a lot of Hollywood folks, Allen admits that he heard whispers about Weinstein's predatory behavior. He also expressed concern that the flood of accusations against Weinstein might signal a potential cause for concern for men in general. You think? Yeah. What about you, pal?
He was contemplating this deeply while he was gazing into the eyes of his stepdaughter.
So that who's married
his wife.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's really what set Farrow off, right? Isn't that what set Ronan Farrow off? That kind of stuff?
Ronan Farrow's sister, Dylan Farrow, is the one who has claimed that Woody Allen molested her when she was a little kid. And eventually that's what led Mia Farrow to leave him. So that was actually, I think, before the Soon Yi stuff really happened. But I think that's when they originally got separated.
All right, let's get to the...
But I'm really glad that Woody Allen's looking out for men everywhere. I mean,
yes,
you know, his quote about a guy can't wink at a woman in the office anymore without having to call a lawyer to defend himself. That's literally what he said.
Really?
Yes. That's why he's concerned about the witch hunt atmosphere that might happen now. I mean, that's ridiculous, but...
Why did the BBC interview him anyway? Were they interviewing him about something else and then this came up, or did they specifically go to him? Because it just seems... I don't know. Like, who cares about Woody Allen's opinion on this? Everyone thinks he's gross, or they should think he's gross.
He is gross.
So I don't know.
So to just sort of cap the Weinstein garbola, Lisa Bloom, who we have acknowledged is Gloria Allred's daughter, works in her firm, says, quote, "It was a mistake to represent Harvey Weinstein."
You think?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
These people are so see-through. I mean, it's like, how... She's supposed to be a woman's rights attorney. Why in the world would she even think it was okay for, like, a minute? Yeah. I know she changed her mind, but, I mean, what got into her?
Apparently, she didn't talk to her mother about it. She didn't talk to Gloria about it at all, because Gloria says,
Gloria,
what are you doing?
Gloria would have never done that.
No! And I think that's why she dropped out, because Gloria said, you can't do this. This is not a part of our firm, and took her to the woodshed. I'm guessing that that's... Gloria's not an easy person to argue with or cross. Let's put it that way. All right, let's get to some of the names in the sports news. Ladies, you'll be happy to know that Colin Kaepernick has filed a grievance against the NFL alleging collusion. Can you imagine? Oh, my God, this poor guy's had such a tough time with things, so now he's going to set everything right by suing the NFL, and I'm not sure.
It's last chance for income, probably.
Well, you think? This is
right? A team obviously isn't going to touch him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's the writing's on the wall now, so
he's
this could
unsigned.
Be a last-ditch.
Yeah.
Last-ditch effort to make some money off of this before he has to go away and figure out what to do with the rest of his life.
Well, he started the conversation about activism by starting the kneeling. And then there are a lot of other things that have happened certainly around it. And so I thought it was interesting that Tom Brady said that he deserves another shot, another team to play for in the NFL.
Speaking of Brady, he set a new record. Jennifer, you're a big fan. What's the new record?
Well, he had his 187th regular season win on Sunday. He led the Patriots to a 24-17 victory over the New York Jets. And after a 19-14 Patriots win over Tampa Bay on October 5th, Brady tied Brett Favre. Favre, as you like to call him. Favre, Brett Favre, and Peyton Manning's NFL record for victories with 186. He also holds the distinction of setting his record while playing for only one franchise, so that's a pretty big deal. The Patriots drafted him 199th overall in the 2000 NFL draft, and he took over for Drew Bledsoe in the second game of the 2001 season. In addition to setting a new NFL wins record, Brady needed significantly fewer games than Manning or Brett Favre to do it. His 187th regular season win came in his 241st start. Brett Favre reached 186 wins after 298 starts, and Manning needed 265. So some good news for Tom Brady. Further evidence that perhaps he might be the best quarterback in NFL history.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, Victoria, speaking of lawsuits against the NFL, Aaron Hernandez, who was the Patriots player, who was a murderer as well, and killed himself. Apparently the family went after the NFL, and now they've decided they made a mistake. Is that what is the admission here?
You know, I think this is going to turn out to be a different kind of lawsuit. The family did drop the lawsuit against the NFL, but they filed this the same day that researchers at Boston University had examined Hernandez's brain and found that he had advanced CTE. And so the attorneys for Hernandez's family, they filed the lawsuit against the NFL the same day, saying that the diagnosis was essentially that the NFL was culpable for all of his anger issues and everything. So they dismissed the court, but however, the Boston Globe looked into this over the weekend and said that their plan is they're going to actually refile in a different court. So I'm not sure what, there's obviously some sort of advantage to them canceling this one lawsuit and then starting up another one, but maybe it's a class action suit. That might be because so many other players have come forward, so they may have made their case even stronger.
Right. But whether Tom Brady thinks, to go back to Kaepernick for a minute, whether he thinks he ought to have a job or not, doesn't. I don't even know. Didn't Tom say something about the kneeling? I don't think he's the type, from what I gather, that would do any of that stuff. I don't even know if any of the Patriots players have done it. Have they?
They all lock arms.
Ah, that's what they do. Okay, well.
Yeah. And Tom Brady said that that was solidarity with his teammates, so he was in the middle of that and locked arms with everybody.
Ah. All right. Well, the controversy continues then, I guess. In a manner of speaking, but there's a lot of, but the ratings, have you seen the ratings for the NFL games? All of them, there's a football game on pretty much every day or a night, and the ratings have gone down terrific, you know, I don't know, what, 16% or something? Maybe it was more than that. Anybody see any stats? I saw one that indicated that this particular night of viewing for football is down 30%. Because of all this,
they're record-setting lows. What's happening right now? I think they ticked up like last weekend a bit,
yeah,
but
a little bit,
they're
yeah.
still very, very low. The ratings.
11 before the hour on the DJV show.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical. Even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Using a Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Monday on the DJV Experience, it's Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. Victoria Keevan is here. We're going to browse what's the latest in Facebook's plans for the future, which may be in the now, as it were. Today is Steve Jobs Day, Victoria.
Yeah.
Established by the governor of California in memorial to this innovator. My God, he died on this date in 2011, so he's been dead 6 years.
Woo!
That seems like it's, well, it's like time, everything else that's attached to time. It goes by so quickly. But without Steve Jobs, think about what the world, ever do that? What would the world be like without, and fill in the blank, any number of people? What would the world be like, what would the world be like without Hitler having been in the world, or without Kennedy having been in the world, or without Aristotle having been in the world, or Steve Jobs? As far as that's concerned, right? I mean, wouldn't it say, well, somebody else would have figured it out? I don't know that somebody else would have figured it out the way it was figured out.
Right.
Frankly, there's really quite a consortium. And that you can say that for any of these advances, I suppose. Where would the world be without George Westinghouse? Think about all the things that came out of his mind and his company. So it's an interesting exercise, and you can do it, but you do need to pay attention to these commercials before we get to the Facebook story right after this.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Money causes stress and uneasiness in our closest relationships, according to Bank of America's new Friends Again report. In fact, more than 50% of the population has seen a friendship end over money. And it is not always a lot of money that will cause a relationship rift. Nearly 40% of consumers say they would end a friendship over $100 or less. But there are ways we can salvage a relationship before it goes south over an IOU. Dr. Melanie Ross Mills, relationship expert.
Talking about money doesn't always have to be awkward. If you follow some simple tips, having an honest conversation is the best way to avoid these issues. Coordinate shared expenses in advance to avoid unexpected spending. Communicate openly with your friends about money owed and use mobile apps like the Bank of America app for a simple way to send, request, and receive money from friends, no matter where they bank.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/friendsagain.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if we call bicycles bikes and tricycles trikes, shouldn't we call motorcycles mics? Maybe a bunch of guys named Mike teamed up and put a stop to it.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
All right, let's get to the Facebook delivery feature that's about to start. Victoria, how's this going to work?
Well, Facebook has been toying with making sure that people stay on the platform as long as possible, so they've come up with all kinds of little tricks. And so now, on Friday, they announced a new tool that lets you order takeout directly through Facebook or the mobile app. They've been testing it in its order food tool for the past year, and now it officially rolled out to everyone over the weekend. So you'll be able to see restaurants nearby that are picking up your meals, and including like Delivery.com, DoorDash, and ChowNow. And Facebook is also partnering directly with restaurants like Papa John's, Panera, Jack in the Box, TGI Fridays, Denny's, Chipotle, and Five Guys. And so when you're in the new order food section of Facebook, you can which is in the Explore menu, you can start an order and see who's delivering right around you. So,
wow.
Yep. Making America lazy again.
Yep. All right, Zappos is a shoe company, right? I buy all my shoes there.
It's the largest online shoe retailer, I think, in the world.
Your shoes through Facebook, too?
No. I'm not surprised. I'm sure shopping is going to be the next thing Facebook wants you to do. Yeah. But Zappos is a Las Vegas-based company. And so in the aftermath of the shooting, they have been working directly with families who need assistance with funeral costs. And so Zappos has been one of those companies that was founded on a sort of charitable giving. That's sort of one of the hallmarks of the company. And they have a division called Zappos for Good, and they do lots of great charitable stuff. It's a company I like supporting. And so in their Zappos for Good, in their charity arm, they are vowing to give $1 million in donations. Plus, they also started a separate fund to assist the victims and the families if they need immediate needs or long-term assistance. Any type of funeral costs, they said it could be, you know, paying for a wake or paying for a casket or whatever it may be. They're actually giving money out directly to the families, and they're encouraging anyone who needs help to reach out to them. ZapposForGood@Zappos.com is the email.
Wow. Zappos.com. All right. Good story. Thank you, Victoria. Doug Steffen with the ladies of the day on the DJV show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.